Good morning to you all. We're glad that you are here. And we've been reading through 3 John in our calls to worship in the past. And we read verses 5 through 7 last time that we were together when we were going through this. And we looked at how the people in this local church had reached out to help those visiting preachers and evangelists and those that had come through on missionary endeavors, had been welcomed into the church, they'd been taken care of. And verse 7 says, because for his name's sake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore, verse 8, ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I think that phrase right there is one of the great areas of church life that needs to be talked about more. That we have a responsibility to those that come through to help them and encourage them because they are fellow laborers in the truth. How is the truth promulgated around the world? All right, let's say, well, we print more Bibles. Well, that's wonderful. We need to be printing more Bibles. But it takes people to take the Bibles to other people. It requires that you go and share the Word. And one of the ways we do that is then when there are others that have access that we don't have access to, we want to help them. Amen? We need to be fellow helpers to the truth. And so one of the great causes that churches should be involved with, those that love the Lord and those that want to help those that love the Lord and want to get the Word of God out, is to come alongside and be a fellow helper. Because we're not just a fellow helper for this individual in this moment in time. We're also a fellow helper for the truth. All right? This world needs the truth of this book. Amen? By God's grace, we're going to open this book this morning, as we did in Sunday school, as we do in morning worship and in the evening. We're going to open this book because this is truth. But there are more people than just those of us that are sitting in this room that need it. Amen? Our neighbors need it. Our county needs it. Our state needs it. Around the world needs it. And we need to be involved. What am I doing? Ask yourself the question, what am I doing to help fellow helpers in the truth? Get the truth. Don't assume. Okay? Don't assume. Well, I put my dollar in the offering plate. What more does God want from me? All right? Really? We want to go down that road? What did He do for you? God sent His only begotten Son who died on Calvary's tree to take care of the sin debt of every individual that has lived, past, present, future. And I'm okay with just throwing a dollar in there, and that's how I've helped with the cause of fellow helpers around the world. No. It takes an active part of you, husbands, leading your families, teaching your children, helping with your wives. We've got a responsibility to help fellow laborers in the truth. And the writer John here is encouraged because this local church that met in a lady's house was doing just that. They were assisting and helping in every way that they could. And we need to make sure that we do that as well. I'm so thankful for this church. We have a giving people. But we want to encourage others. We want to encourage our children. Our children need to learn this now. If they don't learn it now, they won't learn it later. We've got to teach them. We have a job to do. We've got to help others in the cause of Jesus Christ. Do I hear an amen? May we be doing that.